Election Day is just a week away, and WIPR's reporters have been talking to voters around the state about the presidential candidates for our series, Maryland Voices. Reporter Jonna McCone has been to the largest city on the Eastern Shore and one of the shore's smallest towns, where she found reluctant support for both candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump.
It was a quiet day on Market Street in Pocomoke City, a town of around 5,000, as 18-year-old Mariah Evans was shopping for a wedding dress with her best friend Emily Tomaselli. And then I asked him about the presidential election. Mariah called the whole thing pathetic.
I'd rather have a rock president. If I had a vote, I'd vote for Trump, I guess.
Do you feel the same way?
I think I would vote for Hillary over Trump. Okay. Don't look at me like that.
You haven't talked about, like...
No, we haven't talked about
politics
it.
Politics creates too much of an argument between friends.
You'd rather stay friends. So, I don't like Hillary. I'd rather have Trump, even though, you know, he's not the best.
I really don't like Trump. Like, I feel like the things he says, like, he's not... run our country. Like, I think he makes sort of bad decisions, and the things that he says, I feel like he's not fit. Hillary either, but I think she's a little bit better.
And she's not the only one on the Lower Eastern Shore unhappy with the choices in this election. There's Billy Ward, who owns a shop that repairs outdoor equipment in downtown Pocomoke City.
I don't think we really get a say in who gets nominated to be the representative of each party. I think he's a narcissist and degrading, and I think she's a career corrupt politician, and I just wish we could get new people.
Ward, who says he's conservative but doesn't always vote along partisan lines, says there's a divide between people based on their views, when what people want, affordable health care, less corruption, and less division, is the same.
I don't think any one side demonstrates what I'm for. You know, I'm definitely for freedoms, you know, I support a woman's right, you know, to choose, but I'm also fiscally conservative. Republicans don't encompass, neither do Democrats, you know, no one really encompasses what I want.
Ward says he's voting Libertarian for Gary Johnson, the former Republican governor of New Mexico. Dan Tarr, pastor of Foundations Bible Baptist Church in Pocomoke City, calls Clinton and Trump both bad options, but he's still come up with a way to decide who to vote for.
What I've decided is if I can't vote for the president I want, I'm going to vote for the vice president I want. Me personally, I'm going to go with a conservative choice, and Mike Pence looks very conservative to me.
The Eastern Shore has been traditionally a very conservative part of Maryland. All but three of the Shore's General Assembly delegation are Republicans. Republican Andy Harris regularly wins his Eastern Shore-based congressional district with ease. But many here said they felt the presidential candidates represent the extremes.
We've lost really the middle, certainly in our national politics, you know, like Blue Dog Democrats, you know, these traditional sort of southern, more fiscally conservative Democrats. And it really has gone to the extremes, particularly at the national level.
That's Mark Edney, a 44-year-old member of the Wicomico County Republican Central Committee. A physician originally from New Hampshire, Edney has lived in Salisbury for more than a decade. He says people on the Eastern Shore are pretty centrist in their views, regardless of party affiliation.
In Wicomico County, Democrats still outregister Republicans by a thin margin. My sense has been the nature of Democrats here that they tend to be a more conservative variety of Democrat. And so when I have conversations with my Democratic friends, I find that we agree on more than we disagree about, particularly about fiscal issues.
One of the big problems driving politics to the extremes, as he sees it, is gerrymandering.
And you have safer and safer districts, and so people could be more extreme in their views and still be assured of re-election.
Edney, who says he's in favor of introducing more free market principles at the legislative and executive levels, has signs for Donald Trump and Kathy Scholega, the Republican Senate candidate, in his front yard. Some of the signs and bumper stickers around here are relatively prosaic, but there's some local flavor to a few of them. A Trump 2016 sign in front of a restaurant off Route 50 in Cambridge features a crab with a Trumpian swirl of golden hair atop its shell. Back in Salisbury, there was even more, this time in the form of bumper stickers.
Now there's a truck in front of us with Trump, Make America Great Again, and an old...
Dr. Harry Basehart, a retired Salisbury University professor and Democrat, was taking me on a driving tour of the town, explaining area politics.
There are two symbols of hunting rifles and National Rifle Association, and also property protected by Smith & Wesson. Now, I don't want to get the wrong impression. That's a little unusual to see a truck with that strong of a statement.
Basehart turns into a neighborhood with large older homes and tall trees.
We have a Clinton Kane sign here. Actually, one member of the family wanted a large Clinton Kane sign, but the other member of the family said, no, I want a small one, because the last time we had a big Barack Obama sign, it got vandalized. And here at this house, Trump signs for a couple months at least.
There's a patchwork of signs, Trump Clinton, on the quiet street where Ann Collins, a retired teacher and friend of Basehart's, lives.
In fact, I see a Democrat up here, I believe, who I dropped off a yard sign to the other day. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Very well.
This is a...
Did you see the new Kane Clinton sign?
No, I didn't.
Right here in this yard. It's like flag on it, red, white, and blue.
Oh, no, I have to go...
Collins tells the story of a neighborhood Trump sign hanging between trees at least 20 feet in the air.
Well, it's someone who has moved here from New Mexico or Arizona, I believe. Works for the federal government, ironically. I've never seen him outside of his house. Evidently, he had two Trump signs out that someone must have taken by mischief. So he put the other two way up in the trees and then wrapped the trees in fish hooks. So if anybody tried to mess with them.
Did someone see him do that?
Yeah. And now he's put out one more close to the street as well.
Despite the apparent vandalism, Mark Edney, the Republican, says we'll get through November 8th, somehow.
Boy, it's been one of the most interesting elections in our time. I'm interested to see the result. And win, lose, or draw, we need to move forward.
We're Americans, he says. Whatever happens, we'll dust ourselves off and move forward. I'm Jonna McCone on the Eastern Shore for 88.1 WYPR.